philosophy. Hey, I took it back with that one, y'all. It's your girl, Steph Star. I'm back after a hiatus. I really wanted to record, and I'm not even gonna lie, I have nothing. I have nothing written down. I have a lot of things on my mind that I want to talk about, but nothing on paper. This is a freestyle off the top because, one, I don't remember where we last left off. It was, I want to say a couple of weeks ago because I was doing really good. And then the shit that hit the fan went on high. So it was just like real funky in my life. And it happens. It's normal. I had to take a trip to New York, which is home, last Friday. And I didn't know about it till like Tuesday or Wednesday because life happened. And I needed to get away. I needed a different setting and atmosphere. And I said, you know what? I have this opportunity to go. I got gas in my car and I got money in my pocket. I just want to leave. Like, I was really homesick. And between being homesick and cabin fever and being cooped up in an apartment because everything is closed. And I say cooped up to say with my spouse. It's one thing to be alone in solitude. It's another thing entirely to be in four walls with two other people, one other person, you know, because Madison is a baby. She doesn't set the tone. She can set the tone, actually. But she doesn't set the tone. I set the tone. And then sometimes the person that I marry likes to fuck with my tone. And it was just, there was no tone, basically. It was a dead tone. And I thought the best thing for my mental would be to go to New York. And you know what? It was. Because I went to New York and it didn't feel like a long drive. It's always shorter. For some reason, coming back home, it feels quicker. Getting there, it's like, I just want to get there and drive through Mott Haven and see my mom and my grandma and my sister and my streets that raised me, because it is what it is. New York raised me, and we're in the DMV now, but that doesn't change anything. We're still, I guess, in living in the COVID age. I have so many things I want to talk about, so I'm like a little kind of scattered, but I had to vent. I'm venting, and my New York trip was awesome. I took a break from people that I shall not name or speak on, and I went to New York, and I felt out the vibes, and I realized I just want to be home, preferably in the Bronx, where I get the best sleep. Because my soul knows that we're in the Bronx. So, yeah, that happened. And then I came back from New York exhausted because there's different energies. You gotta, you know, it's like, that's that New York minute shit. We did a lot in a little bit of time. And I came back and I was like, I'm just gonna go to sleep. I think I was low-key, like, sad about leaving. No, I was high-key sad about leaving. I'm not even gonna lie. So I just said, I'll be sad and rest at the same time. You got to feel your feelings. Always feel your feelings. And I said, I'm not going to ignore the fact that I'm not happy. I'm going to feel it and get through it. And then, I don't know, it was like, we got back Monday night. I slept Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Of course, I did some cleaning. But I was just resting and trying to ground myself and regroup my energy and get in a better space, and I'm there now. Took me almost a whole week, but we're here now. And where can we start? I want to start by saying shout out to Jay-Z, Jigga, Hov. Jay-Z donated, I'm not going to say the amount, it was a significant amount, if it was for three different housing projects in Brooklyn. One of them was Marcy. My daughter's family is actually from Marcy, which is like a nice little cherry on top of life and all the crap that life has handed me. She's from there, or her family's from there. She cooked a little bit in Marcy projects. We were there between January, March. We were there about 3, almost 4 months before we moved down here. So she had a nice chunk of change in Marcy. And of course, I'm always gonna like bring that up because Jay-Z. But yeah, he donated a bunch of money to the tenants of the projects, Marcy, and I think the other one was Tompkins. And I don't want to say something wrong because that's not me, so I'm not gonna say the other something that sounds like that. Probably way off, but since I haven't done this in a little bit, I'm kind of like all over the place, and that's fine because the more I do this, the more I realize I want like little bullet points. I don't want to have notes. I just want to speak of whatever comes to my mind because my mind is endless and knowledge is infinite, and music is such a small portion of the things that I want to talk about. I was like in a music moment because music, it was like the surplus of music that just came out, you know, during the, like, I would say the real bubbling over of the corona. It wasn't right at the beginning, but we're still in the corona, guys. Wash your hands, wear your mask, and if you socialize, don't be surprised if, you know, you hear that people are getting sick, because we knew there was going to be a second wave. They only opened outside to bring in the revenue, and they did that, and now the numbers are going up, and I'm just like, ugh, Madison, we're gonna have to stay home some more. I thought we were in the clear for summer, but who knows what the hell is going on now. So what else? It's a lot going on in like the music world. I think I got disenchanted when the whole J. Cole and the No Name thing happened. I do not think that J. Cole is coming for that young lady at all. I think everyone missed the point. I feel like J. Cole is an Aquarius. He's almost an Aquarius like me, like a real true Aquarius. We are rare. And I say a true Aquarius because I'm dead in the middle of, like, my birthday's 2/5, February 5th. And that's like right in the middle of our, like, what do you call it? Our sign, you know, it starts in like the end of January and it goes to the middle of February, because February is the shortest month, and I'm smack in the middle, and J. Cole's about that person, blah, 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 blah. I say that to say that I feel like some of the lyrics were just straight sarcasm, because I'm like a top sarcasm deliverer and I understand it when it's sarcastic. And the fact that at the end of the song he said, damn, I'm not doing as much as I could, or I wish I could do more, just resonated with me because of the things that I say, that it's like, I want to do more. I want to put together events and not just post things on social media, which is the majority of the work that I've done. And, you know, along with signing petitions and donations here and there. I'm not rich yet. I can't donate that much. 2 Virgils over here. I'm going to keep it 2 Virgils. I might donate $50. If I got it, I might donate more than, I'm a very generous person, but that's neither here nor there. You know, I understand J. Cole, and I think that it went over No Name's head, and she's apparently seemingly intelligent. I cannot speak on another person's intelligence. Y'all can have that one in y'all opinions. Y'all do not know this person. If you do, you do. I don't know her. I've never heard of her until the whole J. Cole thing. And it's actually interesting because the person is a rapper, but both of her pages are set up to be like a book club type page, and that's cool, not my thing. I'd rather write the books than read them, or write the books that they read. But basically it's like
she had her whole Instagram and it was just books after books. Sometimes the girl posted up to like 6 times a day. Very commendable. I wish I had the time. And then came out with a song to retaliate to what he said. And then after that was like went on Twitter and was like, I regret even doing a song. And you know, I'm a very deep thinker and I feel like, did she do this whole thing for like attention to her rap? Because she was definitely a rapper before. Like I did my research, I went digging, and she was like a rapper, not a rapper, she's doing this. And I commend anyone who shares knowledge and spreads knowledge and teaches, and she is the type of person that we need. But I also feel like what he said came from a place of truth, like from the heart of not to be condescending. Because for example, a lot of times I want to put my people on. When I say my people, I literally mean my people, my sister, my friends, my brothers, my anyone that's close to me, regardless of race or religion or culture or any of that. If you have a part of me, if we speak in conversation, I'm going to drop a gem. And if you don't pick it up, I'm going to tell you it's there. And if you don't see it, then I'm going to take the gem back with me. But the gem was dropped. And I could never be the type of person to tell someone, oh my God, you didn't know that? What? That's where the condescendingness comes from, or seemingly being condescending. And again, I don't follow this person. I'm just shooting the shit, right? I know what I know, if you know what I mean. And I don't know. It's just like now, all of a sudden, J. Cole's a bad guy. And it was just this big deal. And it's old news now. And it doesn't matter. But the point is that I don't think that was right. And I don't think J. Cole is coming from an evil place either. But a lot of times, Aquarius are misunderstood. Maybe because of our delivery. Probably not because of our delivery, though. So I just kind of left it alone because it pissed me off to see that at some point she was like, well, I don't even know why I came out with this song. And it's like, bro, you know what she was doing. You got a little following now on Instagram. Now you release a song. People are very tactical, you know? And that's one thing about me, is that I could be tactical, but I'm not. I move off emotions and the heart. In my soul, if something doesn't sit well with me, I'm gonna speak up on it. I'll remove myself, whatever it is that I'll have to do. But to me, in the way that it happened, it just didn't feel like J. Cole was wrong and like she was supposed to be I don't know how to explain it, because not everyone will understand what I'm trying to say, and that's fine. You know, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Please don't let me be misunderstood. But I don't know, I guess that's their issue now, and it's died down now. And I don't know, that really did like kind of leave a bitter taste of music. And I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna listen to binaural beats and ground myself and all my chakras. This is one thing that I did want to talk about. This kid, I don't know how you say his name. His Instagram name is HDX24. Now, I'm going to say this to cover my ass. May 20th, it's dated. May 20th, I reached out to him and I said, can I play this clip in my show? You know, I have my Anchor Radio, it streams on all platforms. Can I play this clip? And he said, yes, absolutely. I'm gonna see if I can play the clip for you guys. The dude sounds just like Jay-Z. And the reason why I remembered to speak on this was because the Shade Room just got onto it. And I'm very big on like breaking things, even though I'm probably just breaking them to like the people around me, because people not paying attention. And then later they're gonna wish they did pay attention to little old me. But it's okay, because I have stamps, I have data stamps, you know, like just like with radio, just like with the funky shit Flex try to pull. I got dates and I got receipts, I got times, I got time, all right. I got times both ways. But I want to find this kid on YouTube. Once again. Okay. HDX. I wish I could play it right off of Instagram so you guys could hear this. But yeah, this is definitely the song. I have his permission. Do not sue me for my future money. Okay? I have the permission to play this shit. You're not gonna tell me this doesn't sound like Jay-Z. And actually, when you listen more, it doesn't. He does have his own sound. But this is no coming to this. Y'all listen to this. You'd have blindfolded me, I would have said that's Jay-Z. Listen. I've never went to his video. It actually has 4 million views, but it's exactly like Jay-Z. Everything is like him, and now he's catching clout, of course, like a month later. But the point is, I don't care that, you know, like, it's nice to break stuff and find people and find artists. It is really nice. Hopefully one day I could get paid for doing stuff like that. That falls under A&R work. I don't want to solely do that, but I don't know. Is he making his voice to sound like Jay-Z? Listen. Every time I hear this kid, he gotta be a kid. Definitely younger than me. All I hear is Jay-Z. And I played it, the clip that he had. I played it a few times, actually. And then later I was like, okay, I can catch his voice now and I can distinguish the two. I really can. Like, my ears are fucking amazing. I must have really hairy ears. The hair is catch the sound, I'm telling you. But I don't know. It's weird because I kind of feel like it's Jay-Z. Like, it's actually Jay-Z recording and rapping this shit. I'm pretty sure he still got a mean pen game. But it's weird to me. It's weird. Give me the lyrics, Jay-Z, and let me beat Jay-Z. I can't rap. I say that a lot. I joke around because there's been a lot of generic artists that is like, take a body, give them some songs. This has been happening. This is not new. This is things that happen. This is probably more than likely how Iggy Azalea came about in a bunch of other people, but she stands out to me for the same reason this guy does. It's a lot of boxes that they check off, and your image is one. His image is like, he might need a stylist, the Jay-Z kid. Everything else is like the sound, the cadence, the flow. Everything is just like Jay-Z. And how can you come out of nowhere and be a Jay-Z? Make another Hove? Never. You cannot. Maybe Sir, but even Sir is Sir. He's not going to entertain you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird. It's kind of weird. Speaking of generic people, Meg Thee Stallion has a like a little copy somewhere. I don't know her name. I'm entertained by the genericness. In fact, what's his name? Gucci just signed a girl. What was it called? It's literally something girls, and it's two of them, and all you can think of is City Girls. And it even sounds like City Girls, but that's not what he named them. Let's see if it's there. I'm going to find a way to do this easier. Here they are. He called them the Saucy Girls. So you went from the City Girls to the Saucy Girls. Meg Thee Stallion got a pony. They called her. I forgot what they call her. They call her Meg the Pony. Megan Thee Stallion and Meg the Pony. And now the little fake Jay-Z. I don't like the little fake Jay-Z. But I can also understand that Jay-Z is a grown ass man, and he probably doesn't want to be
rapping with the same type of rappers that's rapping right now. Like, I cannot be mad at him. Like, he could sit here and write a whole album for Blue and let her rap it, and she could be the rapper. But then that's going to take time. So if he needs a stand-in, I could be the stand-in in the meantime. Just because, you know, no matter where I'm at, I walk like a ball player. You know, I got that in me. It's just, I got a voice. I don't have a, I don't like being around people. I've freestyled before. It's fun. Definitely love being in a studio. But when you think about, like, you know how they say, like, what scares you is your potential? Like, what if I was to blow up and then just be like, what's her name? The chick with the anxiety. I am the chick with the anxiety. Why would I do that? I would ghostwrite on any day for somebody. Gladly take the credit. Or just mind my business and listen to this trash music. Because that's what it is right now. I'm so tired of Hall & Oates. My daughter is obsessed with Hall & Oates, thanks to her father and thanks to his father. And so now we gotta listen to Hall & Oates all the time, and I'm a hip-hop head, and I don't want to hear nothing. Like, at this moment in my life, silence is golden, because it's just so much going on, man. In my life, at least, you know, I know, like, the world shut off and, like, the stuff going on in Yemen and New York is looking real crazy right now. I thought I went out there and, like, fixed the energies, but somebody must have went right behind me and threw them off again. So I'm about to go back. I balanced, you know, I try to balance the energies of the world. So that's what's going on. I'll probably have more content next time. It's just been pretty lame. No one's on live anymore. I love going on live. I love when Young Guru's on live, or Kodak Lens is what he goes by, Lenny S, or just people that you would never ever get these gems from. And it's like, you feel so special and alive, because it's not like a 50,000 person live. And that's not even, somebody said something that was like, only New Yorkers could say, only New Yorkers can make respectfully disrespectful. I say this respectfully, to be in a small live with these fucking legends. Are you kidding me? So no one's been on lives. No one's been doing anything. And I've been catching up on life. My apartment's a tornado. So is my brain and my heart and my, ugh. Sounds like a drama. Sometimes life is. So yeah, I'm gonna get back in it. Just, you know. I forgot I was supposed to be whispering because of the time. Fuck it. No one's up. So I did really good. And I'm gonna grab some. I'm gonna I'm gonna do this again. What's today, Tuesday? Probably by Friday, and actually have the stuff that I want to talk about. I just really wanted to record in my space, in my living room, and just have this little moment. And it was nice, and I'm glad I did it. And shout out to Jay-Z again for feeding home, you know? And everybody else, just be yourself, man. Express yourself. Just be you. Just be you. The sun is shining. We got what is it called? It's like dust in the air from the Sahara Desert. Isn't that sand? If it's from the Sahara Desert. I've never been to a desert, so I wouldn't know. I haven't been to a desert yet. I'm going to go. But I wouldn't know. It's like dust. And then there was an earthquake that was possibly going to have a tsunami in Central America. You know, my mom is Central American. She's Honduran. This is in the middle. You got water on both sides. So, you know, prayers to the world. America is just a little slice of the world. And America be thinking that they doing the most. And we're doing too much. So we got to pull back a little and really, like, we got to put a mirror over ourselves and see what are we doing. can't be asking for things to change, and the little people at the bottom that's holding everything together is fucking falling apart. And that's where I'm at. I'm just about fucking fed up, because right now in my life, measly $10,000 would change my fucking life. And that's not anything to the numbers that are in my head. But it is what it is, you know? I'm gonna get there and I'm gonna keep going. And you gotta use the negative as momentum. You use that pullback as a launcher to push you to something better, and just have patience. I've been teaching my baby about having patience. Patience is the attitude you have when you wait, and it should always be nice. Patience is waiting nicely, is the easiest way I could have explained that to her. I don't think she cares, because she's 2 right now, and like a switch got flipped and she's just like her own person, and I love to see it, but at the same time it's such a handful. So got my hands full, but I will be doing this because this makes me happy, and this is a piece of me, and nobody could take this. No stupid radio station, no radio personality, no TV personality, no little boy in a group, no little boy in a mob, no man, no ex, no, not my mother kicking me under fucking radio station table desk shit. I remember that, and they got that shit recorded, and I'm gonna record all this shit, because this is documented that in 2005, 2006, in the summertime, it was probably June, I remember specifically, because I was just about to get out of school, got my internship for High 97 to come up there to record with Flex, and I did. And I'm always bring up the stupid fucking Bullwinkle hat that they made people wear, and I lost points because I didn't want to wear it, because the fuck I look like wearing a Bullwinkle hat. Maybe it was a Rocky hat, I would have worn it. But all jokes aside, this is where my heart is, and this is what I want to do, and this is what I'm gonna do. And somebody very special is gonna hear it and pull me out. I feel it. That's why I keep doing it, because I want to prove to myself that I can, because I can, and I am. And life gets hard for everybody, you know. You gotta be strong, you gotta tough it out, tough cookies. I'm not saying it's not okay to cry, and it's, you don't need help, or you don't need people. We all need people. We all need help. But have your minute or two and be sad, and then pick yourself back up and go get a coffee or whatever, and just be like, you're fine. It's good. It's all good. And I think that's what I got out of New York, because I needed that reminder that's my home, and that's the end goal, you know? And shout out to my eyebrows, who have like their own thing going right now. They're doing whatever they want. So I'll be back on Friday to record. I'll see if I have a guest. Every time that I try to have someone on my show, they show me that they're not worthy of being on, because it's a lot of negativity and shutdowns, and that's not my scene. I like to uplift and bring people up. And if that's not for you, then you just go somewhere else. I know my space, and I know what it feels like. So yeah, this is done. And I'm going to have some more stuff. I'm going to keep researching this guy, because now he's about to blow. And I'm going to just keep pushing it. Keep pushing my little, you know, my skills with my ears, my talented ears. We went for 30 minutes, that's half hour. I think 30 minutes is a good time frame, right? Could be more, but it also could be less. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Please give me feedback. I probably need it. We all need feedback, good or bad. And just, you know, opinions are always welcome. Have a good night, and have a great rest of the week, and put positive vibes out there. The world is shitty, and you know what? It's very easy to be a bitch, and it's very easy to be angry. It takes way more effort to be a stand-up person. So just, you know, meditate, breathe is very important, pray, stay connected to the spiritual is very important. That's where we're at right now. And people keep saying things. When I say people, listen, celebrities keep saying, oh, we need these people to guide us. The light workers are here. I am a light worker. It's on my page. I share my knowledge. I cannot force you to accept it or see it. It's true. You know, you can go Google your own stuff. Not to be rude, just saying. The information is there. You can dismiss it and say, she's crazy. So was Einstein. It is what it is. All the great ones are crazy. So I guess I am great. Oh my God, this is top news. I'm so glad I didn't forget this. Baseball is back and they're going to play about half a season. I think it's like 40 games. And they're going to play in Baltimore and D.C. My Yankees are coming to town. Then I got to remember, I got to settle down because I can't watch them because it's only going to be the players. But that's fine because if we're watching it on TV, then it's fine, right? I didn't think about all that stuff. Like, who's going to be recording it? Is the camera crew going to be there? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good week. Be positive. Wash your hands. And drink water. That's the advice for today. Okay. Toodaloo. Good night.